Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. Hello, whole world. Every Monday, 6 till 7 Pacific time, LA Talk Radio, Accent On is here, and your host, Ilona Europa, in this gorgeous chair in beautiful studio. It's dark today, but I'm every Monday here. And like always, I'm praising my guests because what can I say? Not everybody have a chance to pick guest or company that every Monday, you know, we can just sit here and talk for 1 hour about what I think is interesting, not only for me, but for everybody. Then today, this is one of those shows. I have one friend that I know for many, many years, but he's very, very known and very important gentleman, and also beautiful and tall and just so handsome guest, and his name is Pablo Ortiz. Hello, hi, Pablo.
Hola, Ilona. ¿Qué tal?
Oh, my gosh. He's that's for sure accent and Spanish.
You
okay.
Want accent on, Ilona?
Okay.
I got accent for you.
Come on. And you're an actor, too. You're everything. I will come back to you because people need to know who is Pablo Ortiz.
Okay.
He is really, really known here and in Ventura especially. In Oxnard, also,
mm-hmm.
You agree. This, mm-hmm. I call you Angel, because you do so many good things for community out there. And not only. And then I have another guest. Oh, hello. Maybe something Hawaiian for us. Can you say aloha?
Aloha, Ilona. How's it?
Okay, Jim, could you give us your name? Because you have the middle name that is pretty unusual. Could you give us, introduce yourself?
I'm Jim Kimo West. And in Hawaii, the name Kimo is just the name they give to somebody named Jim or James because they don't have a J in the language, you know. So they have these different Hawaiian versions of American names, like Robert is Lopaka. And David is Kavika. So in Hawaii, they call me Kimo. So here they call me Jim. So I go by Jim and Kimo.
And then you and somebody say, come on, Kimo, come on, Jim. Oh, Kimo, Jim. Oh, Jim, Kimo. How people call you? Like in L.A. Because really, half year probably you are in L.A. And then you are touring. Yeah. Then you are going all around the world. And you are playing guitar, but special guitar. It's like we call this guitar, but really you will explain us the difference. Jim Kimo?
Yeah.
In short way, too?
You know,
two
usually
names?
It's just Jim or Kimo, you know?
Okay.
And all my Hawaiian friends call me Kimo,
okay.
And then my non-Hawaiian friends call me Jim. So I answer to both.
Oh, my gosh. Then you have... okay, two personalities. I like one for Hawaii, one for
that's
LA,
right.
And whole world. Beautifully. Then we have, again, two wonderful guests. We'll be talking a little bit about winter shows and unusual events that Pablo Ortiz would love to talk to us about. And we'll bring summer to my studio because
nice.
Jim Kimo has a guitar with him
nice.
And I have few MP3s that we'll be playing. But, you know, nothing better than artists who can just pick up an instrument and just play live. Oh, singers. We have a lot of painters and book writers and unusual people. No, they cannot do nothing. Because this is a radio. It's very tough to pitch these things. Okay, play something, Jim. A little bit. Please,
really?
Please,
oh,
please.
Sure.
Let's start a song, our show, with warm song.
Well, how about, have you ever been to the island of Kauai?
No.
Okay, well, we'll take you to Kauai. Here, I'll just do a short little version of a song called Aloha Kauai.
Okay, Pablo, we are going and we are taking our sweet friend Julianne with us.
Let's do it. do that.
Hi, Julianne. We love you. I don't want to work anymore. Oh. I just don't want to do anything. I just want to listen to this music and just enjoy my life.
Nice palapa, or what do they call
yes.
them?
Well, Hawaiian slack key, it's a very relaxing, you know, type of guitar, and that's what attracted it to me, you know, me to slack key when I first heard it. I thought, oh, you know, this is just puts me in a good mood.
Yeah. That's for sure. And I'm sure Pablo from time to time will be inviting you for his big events, because I know he has many of them. But could you explain us the difference between acoustic guitar and slack key? Yes.
Well, the term slack key is a Hawaiian term, and what it actually means is that some of the strings are slacked or loosened from the standard tuning. So that creates a chord in the guitar. I'll just show you on my guitar real quickly.
Cool.
If I was to play in standard tuning, it would, if I just strum the strings open, it would sound like this. Which, you know, doesn't really sound like anything until you put your fingers on it. Now, if I slack some of these strings down, I can create a chord. And so I could play some bass. And then I could play a little melody on top.
Oh, gosh. Gorgeous.
So that's the idea of it. It's sort of it's an open tuning, what we call an open tuning. Mm-hmm. But it's more than just open tuning. It's also obviously a stylistic thing that mm-hmm. has its roots in 1840s Hawaii.
Yeah, you need to rewind your life for all of us, because not like you woke up one day and say, that's what I will be doing for the rest of my life. You know, yeah, you are living in L.A., and that's where you always lived? And then one day you decided, no, I want to be in Maui?
That's true. Well, I went to Maui for the first time in 1985, and it was just a chance trip through a friend of a friend. We went to a little town called Hana on Maui, and it's a very small village on East Maui, sort of isolated. And I spent a few weeks there, and that's where I first heard slack key guitar. And so I ended up falling in love with the town of Hana and you know, basically living there more or less for a number of years, back and forth. I'd come to L.A. to work, and I'd sort of chill out in Hana most of the time. And I still sort of do that. I still go back. But anyway, that's where I discovered slack key, and
And do you think, because you are a guitarist for all your life, mm-hmm. and how long did you take you to understand that you could be virtuoso and you really are accomplished artist and very known in the style?
When I first heard slack key, I didn't really try and play. I just really liked to listen to it. Mm-hmm. You know? So I would always have it on in the car and at the house. And I just, for 5 or 6 years, I didn't play slack key guitar. I just liked to listen to it. You know, and then one day I just started noodling around and writing some songs, and they sort of came out in that style.
How many full CDs do you have? You released a lot of CDs.
Oh, let's see. Well, I have 4 regular CDs and 2 holiday CDs. And holiday CDs are the ones I'm pushing right now, of course, because it's the holidays. But
like all year round anyway, because we love this type of music. And with your touch, you know, when here is cold, we dream about warmth there. When it's very warm, sometimes we feel like little snow with Hawaiian touch. And you can bring us both worlds.
Well, that's
so cool.
That's the one thing about Hawaiian music for me, is that even if I'm here in L.A., just hearing it or playing it just brings me back to Hawaii.
You smile right away. You need to have a smile on your face.
It is really kind of wonderful in that way, you know.
Pablo, did you ever visit Hawaii?
Yes. I've been there, and my brother Ralph lives on Oahu, over on the North Shore.
Yeah, of course.
A little town of Laie. So it's a very kickback place on the North Shore as opposed to Honolulu.
Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
I think with all our heads and talents, probably one day we'll mm-hmm. create some good show that mm-hmm. can exist here and there, because we have Bridge and we have also amazing gentlemen. Again, Pablo Ortiz, you are here for the reason. You know, I know you like me. I love you too. But really, we have something very important to share with our listeners, because good things are happening in Oxnard?
Yes.
And in Westlake Village?
Absolutely.
Okay, just first and foremost, 2 very big events, and then we'll be talking a little bit about who is Pablo.
Oh, thank you, Ilona. Well, I have for about 15 years now been the master of ceremonies at a beautiful little event in downtown Oxnard called the Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony in Plaza Park. And we light the Christmas tree to a countdown with the city mayor and the council people. And we bring Santa for the kids. And, we give them chocolate and hot chocolate and pan dulce from a local panaderia in Oxnard. And it's just a fabulous time for 1,500, almost 2,000 people to come out with their kids.
And not so small. You are talking 2,000 people.
Yes. It's
not
really
small.
Turned out to
it's
be
a
very, very wonderful event. And that's this Friday, this Friday night. And this will be the first night, Friday night in 15 years, that I'm not able to make it because of a conflict in my schedule.
Okay.
Yeah,
are you doing? Are you
double dipping?
Duty?
Yeah, I know. But I have.
Committed. Every year you were there, yes.
Yeah, I've been there, and I know I'm going to have people that are going to be coming up to me throughout the year. Why weren't you?
Of course.
There? Because I'm just one of the people that is always there.
I'm always there for them,
and I love them. And I won't be able to be there because I committed to the new West Symphony.
Wow.
This Friday night at the Four Seasons in the Westlake, they are having their Dancing with the Stars, their poinsettia ball. And this event is designed to raise money through the use of a format that you see on television, Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
And what they've done is they've selected 6 community members, and they are dancing with professional instructors.
That's an unusual idea. I like that.
Yes. And the instructors teach them a dance, and then they're going to perform for money. And people will vote for them, and every vote that's cast is
will goes be along raising with a, and people
a money pledge.
On, okay.
So we have people like Chris Conway Bowman, who is with Los Robles Hospital dancing, Mary Olson, the general manager of KCLU, Julia Ladd, who is the VP of Masserich Management out of Santa Monica Place, and Brad Halpern, who's city councilman in Westlake Village, along with Gris Quilty, who's the CFO and COO of Westlake Village Inn, and finally Carl Klesick, who's the immediate past chair of the new West Symphony Board. And they'll be dancing at about 5:30 at the Four Seasons Westlake Inn. And if you'd like to go, it's only $225 per person. And I'm going to have the honor of being the MC that night.
That's very important. Of course, now we understand why you cannot be in both places.
Right.
But again, Oxnard will happen because they know how to do it. You were there for so many years. They will be missing you, but you will have very, very important cause also because you need to raise money for,
yes.
For our symphony. Yes. And you said this is Four Seasons Hotel in Westlake, and it's this Friday, and the six pairs
will be dancing. And you know, it's all to keep going something that's so important. I'm sure we love music in this room.
Yeah.
And the New
Absolutely.
West Symphony, which performs during their season, they perform over a weekend on a Friday night in Oxnard at the Performing Arts Center, on a Saturday night at the Performing Civic Arts Plaza in Thousand Oaks, mm-hmm. and then on Sunday night in Santa Monica.
Yeah,
and the New West Symphony with their conductor, Mr. Leninger, is just a magnificent symphony that if you haven't had an opportunity to attend the New West Symphony, I invite you to do so. If you'd like to go, I'd be happy to get you tickets.
Wonderful. How we can contact, where we can call? Do we need to go straight to Four Seasons in Westlake and just that's what we need to do? Ask for this event? Do we need to... Where we can find this link? Of course, I can post the link, but it's Friday.
Sure.
Today we have Monday. We still have time.
Okay.
But yeah, if
absolutely.
You can give us right now, and you can give us right now any information.
Sure.
Where
for
to
tickets
call.
And information, you can contact Denise Dane at 818-735-9962, or you can go to newwestsymphony.org, and you can /poinsettia. Which is the name of their ball. The
and person. Again, I posted on Accent on Facebook page mm-hmm. All links to the both events. Then whoever is interested, I think this would be amazing evening.
Yeah.
I'm sure the gowns are great.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Food is
oh.
amazing. And
oh,
watching
yes.
people dancing maybe oh. not so well, which is always fun and very, very well. Which
Pablo,
is
you're not
going to
dance?
No, oh, oh. I'm going to be on stage watching them dance.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you might be doing an Argentine tango for us.
Well, one of the, that's funny you say that. That's funny you say that. I believe there is going to be a tango performance that is just an exhibition type thing from a very dear friend of mine who I believe is going to be there, but I'm not sure, so I better not
yeah,
say.
Of course. Okay, and are they practicing right now? Or they
have been for the last 2 months.
That's really cool.
Yes.
I love this idea. It's very first that the people are from this community, and we
That's
know
right.
them sometimes
That's
from
right.
being from this. We know the faces, and we feel like we are friends. And now it's a very big event. Okay, that's very cool. Then maybe we'll listen to something of Jim Kimmel music, because we want to go back also
Ooh,
to
yeah.
the summer nights in Hawaii and bring them to L.A. It's pretty dark and cold today for L.A. Okay, what song we could play? Oh, I'm not pronouncing this titles. Then I just will pick one and you would tell me how to spell the name for this
okay.
beautiful song. Okay,
give it a shot. See if you can pronounce it.
What is this?
It's called
Melikalikimaka.
Melikalikimaka means the Hawaiian way of saying Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you for this one. I will run tonight and buy a tree right away. Pablo, do you have a tree already at home?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. This is the week to do that. 20 days, we need to do it. Okay. Beautiful music. And of course, so seasonal, but we love it. I don't even care that it's Christmas. It's all a year round. Beautiful, wonderful, soft, and warm music. Thank you for giving us the pleasure to listen to. Amen. Two more MP3s coming soon. Pablo.
Ilona.
You are this mystical gentleman. You can do it all. You are so many years into radio broadcasting business. Could you give us a little bit of understanding? How did you start?
You know, it's funny. I was riding down the street, driving down the street on the freeway on the 10, Santa Monica. Just was fired from a job because I was caught up in a political struggle after the owner died and his son was let go by the mom, and she let go all the managers, and I was one of them.
Oh,
so I'm driving down the road, and I'm saying, well, what do I do now? And I hear an ad on the radio, and it says, hey, are you unfulfilled in your life?
Yes.
Are you looking for something better?
Yes.
Have you ever thought about radio broadcast advertising?
Yes.
And the answer was, of course, I never had, and I was very interested. And those days, Ilona, as you know, we didn't have cell phones. I pulled over. I took a dime and threw it in the telephone and called the number that I wrote down from the ad, and I jumped in. It was the KISS, K-I-I-S, Account Executive Workshop here in Hollywood, and I never looked back. From there, I landed my first job in television after I graduated from the program with the original Spanish television station in Los Angeles, KMEX.
Right.
And I was working with Danny Villanueva. In fact, he's my godfather. He's the one who brought me into the business almost 40 years ago.
That's a great story.
Oh, yeah.
That was 1990.
That was like in 76.
76. And in 76, you started, yes? Started that. We have 40 years.
Almost 40 years.
Gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, I went from there to Chicago, then from there to New York. And I was with SIN back in those days. Today, Univision is back then was SIN.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So Univision today is just huge,
as
you know.
Absolutely.
And I was there at the beginning of it all. And I, from there, went to NBC in New York. So I was at 30 Rock working with Channel 4 in New York City. And from there, I needed to get back to my roots. And so I managed to get a job in Arizona with a friend who owned a couple of radio stations. And that's when I jumped into radio, when I fell in love with radio.
Absolutely.
Radio is just magnificent. It has the ability to create the big sound with a small budget.
Yes, absolutely.
You know? Mm-hmm. And you could really be big on radio.
You've got a good radio voice, too.
Oh, my gosh. Of course. You know, I cannot even say because really, really, you are so accomplished. And, 2 years ago, my tiny dreams about having my own radio show become a reality. And 2 years later, I'm still on the air. And thank you again for listening, everybody. But fact is that we are living in a society of people with many accents. And I own one. And I will never get rid of even when I will try. It still
so
stays
beautiful.
With me. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then my idea was and is that, I need to bring all of this unusual people to my accent on hour and just introduce their great achievements and people from all around the world with unusual accents. They're coming here. We have four microphones and we have unusual time with all of them, knowing them better. And we are presenting the success story. Because I think on TV, mostly we are listening to, oh, this person from this country, this is trouble, that trouble. But really, most of our friends that when we look left or right, the people that have an accent, they are doing amazingly well in this country. I think they are working harder. I think they are very well educated. I think they really want to do well in new country.
Amen.
And, you know, it's just not easy. And starting second time around is never easy. But like I say, I'm prizing all our friends, and I feel like I'm one of them too, you know, trying every day to prove something to America that I am proud to be an American and have my funky accent and still doing very, very well. Then, and I know you said Pablo, Univision, that's very big right now, TV. But, okay, then fast forward. Now You're in Oxnard.
Well, that's a great fast forward for me, because here
okay,
I am.
Okay, slower. Sorry. What's happened later? Okay.
Well, I'm in Arizona,
and all of a sudden, yes.
I said, well, my goal is to get back to the coast. So I, after 8 years of managing radio stations in Arizona, I had a friend who says, I don't have radio, but I have cable. And if you want to manage a system in Oxnard, it's yours. And I said, well, that'll get me home. And I jumped on it, and there I was with a small cable outfit in Oxnard. And that was the beginning. That was when I said, oh, man, I found where I'm going to be, Oxnard. It's the ocean. I've always been very close to the ocean. It's inside of me. My mom took me to the beach every weekend when we were kids. We'd always go swimming. It's because of her that I'm a swimmer and a water polo player in high school and college, and that I love the ocean so much. All of us, my brothers and I, all of us. One even lives in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. One's a lifeguard. The other one surfs every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's really love for the ocean.
No,
that's
we are for sure. Ocean rats. And so here I am in Oxnard, and
your
I
place.
Fall in love with it. And plus, it had a diverse community, a lot of Hispanics. And I'm an expert in Hispanic marketing. And I said, oh, my goodness gracious, what a perfect place for Pablo. Mm-hmm. And right then and there, I said, this is it. And I began a love relationship with the city. I'm a founding father of the Oxnard Salsa Festival, which is one of the most famous festivals now in the country.
Oh, God. I'd love to come to that sometime.
Oh, you must. At the end of July every year, we have this incredible salsa festival.
Wow.
It's the most incredible free festival in the world. And I say that because it's true. And then, of course, I'm involved with this wonderful community's holiday spirit. I won't be there Friday night, but I'll be announcing the Christmas parade on Saturday morning. So I'll be on stage doing that work on Saturday. I've been their grand marshal before, years ago. I was honored with that. And I fell in love with the city. And then cable went through a change. And when that happened, the opportunity opened up for me to get back into radio. And in 1999, I went to work for Gold Coast Broadcasting. And they have 21 radio stations here in Southern California. John Hearn, who is our owner out of Malibu, he's put together an amazing little company of great radio stations, great people working there. And we all put together our best foot forward, and we come out with great local radio. And so we're doing that. I have the freedom to do it in a way that involves my community. And so I'm in sales. The way I eat and put food on my table is by selling advertising. But it's so much more than that. I get involved.
Oh, you know everybody who's anybody.
Yeah, I get involved with the community. I invite people to come on the radio stations. I do voice work for my clients. I do shows. I'm invited on radio shows all the time. And this is by far the most fun one I've ever been on, because I love Ilona.
Oh.
And you know, she is the diva of the world. Are you kidding
Thank
me?
Thank you. I like
she
this title. I love it.
Magnifico.
I do.
Oh, Lord have mercy. And here I am doing it in Oxnard and enjoying every bit of it. And I'll tell you, I'm grateful, because if not for the grace of God, I don't know where I would be.
If not for this one phone call first that you just heard. Oh, no, that wasn't phone call. That one little information on the radio, that's your calling. Radio is your calling. Then all this journey through so many corners and so many places in America, and then brought you back to your ocean. Then the ocean brought you back to Oxnard.
Yeah.
Now you feel like you belong there, and you have a community that for so many years, 1999, you say you feel like you're in home. That's so many years. You must know everybody there.
It's funny.
You must know
you
everybody
mentioned
there.
That one little phone call, but actually the radio, the phone call I made as a result of an ad in the radio, right?
Yes.
That I was listening to as I was driving. Well, when people ask me, potential clients ask me, does radio really work?
Absolutely.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
How many times, really, when you drive, you really want to call right away? And I think a lot of people are
do.
Calling. I'm not the best driver, then I still would not do that. And Natasha, my daughter, Natasha Mira, never ever use cell phone when you drive. But I know people do. And you want to respond. You feel like your host is your friend and you know their life stories. You just listen to everything what they are going through. Like when I'm talking to you, I see you on Friday already in my mind.
Yes.
I know what you'll be doing there. Yes. I know how you'll be dressed. I think I see these ladies dancing. I see already what clothes they will be having, although that's in my head, but probably will be a little different. But I know Saturday, your day is very colorful, and I see the children, I see the hot cocoa, and I see this on my mind. And I'm telling you again, parents, you know, so many parents always have excuses. Oh, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. Even when you are in LA, it's hour and a half, maybe hour and 20 minutes without traffic. Go, 5:30, you said, Friday. You can spend, you can drive before. Oh, it will be maybe tough on Friday. But, you know, you need to make this all day, you know, if you want to
stay in a hotel Friday night and then the next morning go to the parade. And then after the parade, guess what takes place? Our annual tamale festival.
Oh, come on!
Is that amazing or what? Now, that's worth a night out at a hotel.
You know, and again, because people complain. And I know, you know, I had my life before and almost never I had time for anything like that. Because I always had too much effort. I don't know if it's worth it. Oh, in a hotel. You know what? Now, like 2 years ago, me and my daughter decided, no, we are taking every opportunity. If we can make this happen in 50%, the next 50% will add to this. We have 100%. We are doing and we enjoy every little bit inconvenience because it seems like this is Inconvenience Friday, 5:30, Oxnard. But there will be amazing time for families. And then Saturday, you said, continuation.
Continuation.
Wow.
Yeah, parade, tamales.
And time for Hawaiian music.
Shopping. Oh, my
shopping.
Gosh.
Oh, boy. Okay. Maui Skies. Okay. Can we play?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Oxnard, Sherman Oaks, L.A.
But perfect music.
Perfect music. And now we are in Maui. Okay.
Thank you.
last chord. Everybody's waiting for this peaceful ending. Maui Skies.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim Kimo West. We want to know a little bit about you. Okay, just give us a little bit understanding what's going on in your life. Tell us a little bit about your Billboard number one. Tell us a little bit about your touring with Very Unusual Artist. And, of course, the Hawaiian style of music is what you love the most, but that's not only who
well,
is
you
Jim
know,
Kimo
I,
West.
I've played guitar since I was 12 years old. And actually, I grew up in Florida. And at a certain age, I realized, you know, I have to get, you know, I have to move to either Los Angeles or New York, you know, to... further my career, you know, I couldn't do anything else there.
If you tell me that you were driving the car and then you heard this sound, no, 1970 something, the one information, and LA is your calling.
No, I made the decision to come to Los Angeles, and so that was in the early 80s, many, many years ago. But a number of years, not very long afterwards, I met up with this gentleman who needed a guitar player for some shows, and he was a guy who played accordion, and you know, at that time, I was taking whatever gigs I could get. You know, it was hard to survive here in L.A.
Yeah.
And I was playing in a lot of different bands. And this guy had some jobs. And it was like, well, you know, he's got some gigs, you know. And so I went and rehearsed with him. And it wasn't what I expected. I was like, oh, this is interesting. And it turns out it's a gentleman named Weird Al Yankovic.
That's interesting. And then the name is, again, we know this artist very well.
Well, I started, you know, learning the songs, and I would listen to the lyrics, and it's like, you know, these are pretty clever. This guy's
funny,
pretty good, you know, and he's a smart guy. And of course, his horse is just the nicest guy in the world. And, you know, so he said, okay, you've got the job. And
how many years ago it was?
That was... more than 30 years ago.
And you are keeping this job for 30 years you are
Isn't
touring?
That something? Yeah, we've made a number of records. And, of course, our recent record called Mandatory Fun debuted at number one on Billboard not too long ago.
That's
which is
really,
our first number one record. So anyway, I've played with Al. I say, oh, that's my day job. You know, I play and record with Al, and we tour, you know, most years. We didn't tour this year, but we'll be doing a big tour next year. And in between, you know, I do my solo projects. I play my Hawaiian slide key guitar, and I do shows around the area. And
I think it's very important also for people to know that if they have beautiful event, private event, if they have great, you know, fundraising or something, I'm sure you'll be willing to come and
absolutely.
Play
I have,
for
I
them.
I have done quite a few private events, and I really enjoy it. Usually the private events are kind of nice because a lot of times they're not really a concert. You're just sort of providing an ambiance.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Which is quite...
and your mood
for me
is
because you know I you don't really feel like you're on the spot
working
as far,
hard yes
you know as far as a concert goes where everybody's sitting there watching
focus
you,
on you. Yeah.
You're just sort of providing a mood and it gives me a chance to play all kinds of things that I might
I don't
not
know.
Play in a concert.
I think I will be your impresario or whatever you call this in America. I really really think people love the sound. I think it's not so easy to find people who
it's
play
true.
This music
it's,
especially in
LA. In
LA and if anybody wants to find you then obviously they can go to Accent On and listening to the show again, again, and again, and download forever, or you can go to Accent On Facebook page, which obviously I have all links, or go to your website, which is?
It's jimkimowest.com, JIMKIMOWEST.com.
I'm sure a lot of wives and would love to have this mood of Hawaii. If they cannot go there, let's bring Hawaii
That's
to
right.
Us.
I always say it's like my shows are like going to Hawaii without the expense. Without the expense of the airfare.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And you'll be touring next year, you said, yes?
With Weird Al, yeah.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And we'll have one more song, but I'm keeping the song for end of our show. Then I would love to talk a little bit to Pablo also. You know, before the show, you were talking about this unusual way of making money or raising money for children causes. Mm-hmm. I am crazy about it. All my life in America, I'm trying to make a difference. Whatever the difference is for 911. We were raising money with a lot of my students. Everybody knows Ilona is coaching a lot of young talents and singing talents and recording. Then Music for Heart, for many, many years, I was working also with a group of my talented students, and we were raising $100,000 in 2 hours. The last show that we had, everything was going to El Salvador, children with heart problems. Then I lost this opportunity because the main lady who I was working with, she got promoted, and now she is just opening beautiful hospital in El Salvador, and they just build hospital, bringing doctors there. It's not anymore about entertainment. It's more about much more important things, you know, how to bring patients into El Salvador instead of single child, which I think, came like around 100 that we saved lives, you know, in last 3 years that I was working with this organization. But like I said, I am childless organization. I don't have cause right now that I want to do something. I want to make a difference. And you mentioned something about this
Penny Drive.
Yeah, please explain us. This is so hot and cute. I love it.
You know, it's it is cute, and it's worked for us for well over 20 years, I think, maybe longer. Mm-hmm. And KVTA, which is the radio station in Ventura that presents talk format shows, the weather, the news, the traffic, everything, has a morning news team. Tom Spence and his whole crew, they're just fantastic. And they do a phenomenal job of informing our community. And every Christmas season, what they do is they start the Penny Drive. And it's sponsored by a local bank. It'll come to me in a second. And what we do is we ask people to donate, and then all the pennies that they've collected throughout the year, that includes the nickels, the quarters, and their dollar bills. And what people usually do is they come in, they write us a check as well. And so at the end of the day, what we usually raise is somewhere between $30,000 and $40,000.
That's a big difference. Great. Yeah. And all goes to children's
Goes to children's auxiliary services. Children's, and then they go out with that money, 100% of it, and they go out and they take care of the kids for Christmas.
Oh, that's beautiful.
They buy them clothes and some toys, and they just take care of kids, and it's just an incredible thing. I have to tell you that it's one of the many things that I get involved with to help raise money for organizations. And it's one of the more fun ones because we just do it right on the air.
And you see the smiling faces. Mm-hmm. You give the presents and you know who is getting them. We are talking children. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Pablo Ortiz, so much things that I need to talk to you about. And I know you must be back. Will you?
Yes, of course.
We want to talk about this beautiful little town that we are surrounded.
If Julianne lets me.
Of course. And Julianne will soon come to, hopefully, with you.
Of course, yes.
This is one of great lady, and she has her own stories because she's always next to you, beautiful lady, and supports you 100%. And, of course, I would love Jim Kimmel West to be part of some events that hopefully soon we'll be hopefully producing together, and we'll be raising money for children because that's what I want to do with lots of talents that I'm developing. They mostly are very young and talented children.
Amen.
Life is good, and Christmas is in front of us. Everybody can see every links that are needed to contact this beautiful two guests that are in studio with me right now. I would love to play a little happy, cute tune, and I will be fading out very fast because we need to finish my show with another song by James West. James West, but I like the two. Jim Kimmel West, okay? But for right now, Ilona Europa, Eternal Kiss, Club Junkies, a mix from UK in radio promo right now, and is doing very well. With
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
I love that, but this is not the end of the show yet, because we have last song by Jim Kimo West, and you tell me the title.
I forgot what I sent you.
Okay, I'm blind, but I can read. It's Nani Kama.
Nani Kauai.
Come on, Nani Kauai.
Nani Kauai means beautiful Kauai, the island of Kauai.
Of course. I love you guys. Thank you so, so, so much for being here and playing the great music and listening to you, Pablo Ortiz.
Thank
it just
you,
makes
Ilona.
Me feel like in home, because you are at home.
Thank you.
You are at home for many, many people. They love you here. You are part of this community, and we'll be having you more often. And of course, you, Jim, because I have very unusual planning in my head how to include your music into club dance genre with maybe little twist, and we'll be raising money for children.
Mahalo.
We'll create some nice, nice compilation of music. Thank you so much for today, and good night.
Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.